10 a.m. W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We will fight with our fingernails if we have to. That's what Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is saying following President Biden's announcement that the U.S. won't supply offensive weapons to Israel if used for a widespread attack on the Gaza city of Rafah. Pro-Palestinian protests continuing at college campuses overnight, including at George Washington University, Penn, and the University of Arizona. Dramatic testimony Thursday at the criminal trial of Donald Trump as adult film star Stormy Daniels was there. She returned to the stand. According to ABC's Aaron Katursky, the jury was captivated as she sparred with defense attorneys. There's no way to know how the jurors took in more explicit details on the defense. They said they were prejudicial. They wanted a mistrial. However, the judge in the case said absolutely not. The judge saying because Donald Trump denied having sex with Stormy Daniels, the judge said the jury would be left to decide who they believe. It's believed the key witness in the case, Michael Cohen, will be called next week. This is ABC News. In the UK, a toddler is hearing. It's been restored with an experimental treatment. Details from ABC's Andrea Fujii.
18-month-old Opal Sandy was given an infusion of gene therapy into her right ear, which replaces the DNA that causes her type of inherited deafness. Doctors hope Opal's success can lead to gene therapy for more common types of hearing loss.
We're not delivering a large dose of gene therapy to the rest of the body, so it means that we see fewer side effects.
Within 4 weeks of the surgery, Opal responded to sound.
Can I have a kiss? Oh, good girl.
6 months in, she can hear soft noises, even whispering.
Yeah, it's hoped that the therapy leads to cures for many types of deafness. Target is cutting LGBTQ-themed merchandise from about half of its U.S. stores during the Pride Month of June. Bloomberg News reporting all the products will be available online. The move coming after customer backlash forced Target to get rid of items last year, including some transgender swimsuits. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Now at Menards, saving money on everything for your next project. For 65 years, Menards has been the destination for post-frame buildings. Whether it's used for protecting equipment or you just need a place to keep your toys, Menards has a post-frame building option for you. Get a free estimate fast, in-store or online at Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Well, hi there. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WBZH. It's not just for farmers. It's for anybody that loves food. Tune in 5 a.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. Hayward.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. House Republicans say they're tired of fighting with other members of their own party. All five GOP representatives from Wisconsin voted against removing Mike Johnson as Speaker Wednesday. The Republicans' right wing wanted Johnson out over recent bills approving government spending and aid to Ukraine. Former Wisconsin Congressman and U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says Donald Trump has nowhere to go but down, but that President Biden needs to work his way up.
Trump can't win, but Biden can lose, meaning Trump's polling at his peak, pretty much in all of his swing states. He's basically polling at the best he has, at the best he can get, and Biden's underperforming everywhere.
Ryan handicapping the presidential race at the Milken Global Institute conference this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers blanked the Cardinals' ace. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Cards 7-1. St. Louis starter and Cy Young winner Sonny Gray giving up home runs to the Brewers' Reese Hoskins, Jake Bowers, and third baseman Joey Ortiz, manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, Sonny's arguing that last nine starts, he's given up two runs or less, arguably a top-tier pitcher in the league, and I thought, you know, we had the best approach we've ever had against. I've seen him pitch against us many times. We had a great approach. We really did.
The Brewers now have a six-game winning streak against St. Louis dating back to last season. NBA, the Bucks' Pat Beverly will serve a 4-game suspension next season for throwing a basketball at a heckling Pacers fan, then refusing to take questions from a female ESPN reporter. Did Doc Rivers confront Beverly?
Yeah, I did. I did right away, because that's not the Milwaukee way or the Bucks way. We're better than that. Pat feels awful about that, and he let the emotions get the better of him.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today, 64, with wind west to northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 39. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 68. On Sunday, sunshine, little breezy, high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the greatest radio show ever, Mark Pocan in the 3 o'clock hour. Joe Walsh, Republican former presidential candidate in the 5 o'clock hour. Devil's Advocates, tune in.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Oh, he's not just your founding editor today. We're not waiting for Memorial Day to kick off summer. On this Friday, May 10th, not just your founding editor, not just your radio host. I am the captain now as we kick off Yacht Rock Fridays on Up North News Radio. Let's cue the orchestra. Greg Bach is here as well. Do you want to be our purser, our yeoman, our are you Isaac the bartender? Where are you in this whole scheme of Yacht Rock?
Well, radio? As a producer, I think like either I like yeoman. That just sounds like a great title. All right, you can call me Yo Man.
Know what a yeoman does.
I don't either. I mean, that's better than like first mate.
See, it just kind of says a servant. I don't know. We'll look at the nautical term later. I guess, should we start the show officially?
No, let's play
hey
more.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:07 now on this beautiful Friday. It must be beautiful. We're kicking off Yacht Rock Fridays here for the summer. Can't wait till Memorial Day. So here we are live from Lake Wissota, where there are no yachts cruising past at this early hour. Just a couple of fishermen who really should love their wives more. But wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, through the app, social media, or by podcast, it's nice to have you here. My question for you was going to be, are you ready for some smooth sailing and basically celebrating the fact that men of a certain age, this is what we do now on our Fridays, is we just fully embrace the old man radio dial that we grew up with. You can make requests for your favorite Yacht Rock tune or request us never to play it again. You can request it. I'm not saying
and that request
along.
Will be denied.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-75-CIVIC, or find us on our Facebook pages for Up North News, for Civic Media, a couple of others, and let us know what you think. Put a comment down, and then later, we're going to need you to use that Civic Media app, because you're going to be texting us for a chance to win Brewers tickets. We're doing it again today, this time for Sunday's game against the St. Louis Cardinals. That'll be coming up an hour from now. Now, yesterday we had you text the answer to a question. The other way that we do this is through using keywords, and that's what we're going to do today, where we're going to give you a keyword. You'll text that to us, and then we randomly pick one of them that come in and text you back and get your email address so we can send you the tickets. So don't take part unless you can use the tickets. It's 4 great seats to Sunday afternoon's game. And we would really love to give them away to you for Sunday, if that works out for you. All right, it being Friday, Greg Bach is here. I promise I'll tell you the temperature in Waukesha in just a moment. But while we've got our yeoman here, what's up on the laughing tap for this wonderful weekend?
God, Patrick W.R. Kreitlow. Actually, today you are Patrick Y.R. Kreitlow. Patrick Yacht Rock.
There you go. Kreitlow. Yeah.
So I have a question. I have a question for you, Pat. Are you aware of a sketch group from the 90s on MTV called The State?
Somewhat. Although okay. I kind of aged out of MTV by that point. So.
Okay. So The State was...
See, again, for the old guys listening... MTV was, they played music videos once upon a time. There was no sketch comedy. There was no nothing, no reality. It was music. It was wonderful. It was great. But anyway, continue.
Well, back in the day, back in the 90s, there was a sketch. There's a TV show on MTV called The State. Sketch comedy group made up of, I believe, 13 members. And very, very influential for my generation. Kids in the Hall and The State came around the same time. Kids in the Hall came out first, then The State. Mm-hmm. Point is, The State has gone on. You've seen members of The State in TVs, movies. You've listened to them on podcasts because they are everywhere. They've kind of like, you know, their family tree is big because they've gone off and done other TV shows like Viva Variety, Reno 911, member of, is on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And Party Down. So my point is we are having one of those members, Michael Ian Black. He is.
Oh, well, why didn't you lead with that?
I'm building a story here, Pat.
Hey, I know that guy.
So he is coming to the tap for four shows. And starting tonight, the early shows are sold out. I'm pretty sure when I checked last night, right before I went to bed, there were three tickets left for the late night Saturday show. So that show might be sold out already. And I think there are a few tickets left for tonight, late 10 p.m. But he's doing four shows. We are very, very excited to have him because we are all big fans of him. He's very cool, very funny, very dry wit, very just, I don't know. I don't know how to explain his stand up. It's more like a very, I don't want to say a funny TED talk, but like it's more like a presentation. And it's going to be a great time. So if you live in the area and you want to see the show, I can only recommend looking for 10 p.m. tickets. And that might only be tonight on Friday. Go to laughingtap.com for more information. Tickets, I believe, are $25 online or at the door. This is one of our special events. But it's $25 for Michael Ian Black. No drink minimums. It's still a very affordable night.
Oh my gosh, yes. I mean, these are normally just kind of Friday morning. Hey, what are you up to at your other job, you know, your side hustle? And instead it's like, we maybe have to start doing some of these things a week or two in advance instead of, yeah, here's what I'm doing, but it's already sold out.
Yeah.
I think our listeners need to hear about these cool things you're doing.
I'm cool.
I guess you are.
So yeah, it's going to be a very fun weekend. It's going to be four shows. It's going to be long day today for me because I'm going to be there until probably about midnight, but it's worth it to have these kinds of shows happening and to have Michael Ian Black here. We're just very, very excited that we were able to get him.
Well, for folks then who want to look ahead and see who you've got booked in the near future and maybe get tickets, where do they go?
You're going to go to laughingtap.com, Pat. And, you know, we got lots of great shows. We did. So there's another gentleman I'll say right now, because it's going to be the same thing. He was actually supposed to be in town next month. His name is Dana Gould. He was a writer for The Simpsons. He's a stand-up comedian legend. He's been doing it for like 35 years. We had to reschedule the show because he's actually going to be on the second season of Ted, the TV show on Peacock. Mm-hmm. And his name is Dana Gould. And if you know that name, if you like his comedy, his tickets are available right now. I would get them now before they sell out. That's going to be in November now. Those tickets will sell out. That's another special event. And go to this website, get the tickets, come on down, say hi to me. When you walk in the door, you're going to see my face immediately, and I'll seat you and just say you heard us on the show and you listen to Civic Media. I'd love to shake your hand and thank you for supporting.
There you go.
Yeah.
And again, ask which show, because Jane, Matt, and Aaron and I, we're kind of like, he's like the toddler, and we want to see if he comes to mom or dad as he toddles down, you know, who's his favorite. So be sure you mention what show you hear Greg on.
Wow, please. Pat, way to make it a competition.
Please.
Wow.
He's so needy. Wow. He's so needy. Wow. 6 a.m. temperatures around the state look like this. 37 up here in Lake Wissota. That is 15 degrees cooler than yesterday, but no frost, thankfully. Hayward's at 28, Park Falls 31, Wausau 41. La Crosse, 47, Oshkosh, 48, Madison, 47, and Waukesha is at 43 degrees. The machinery does not appear to be working in Wisconsin Rapids or Green Bay. And it makes me wonder, Greg, if this is the solar flare storm thing that they were talking about, that they're saying there was such a severe solar storm. They've actually put out like a warning for like disruptions of electrical and radio activity. They're saying it could actually trigger northern lights later tonight. In farther south than normal.
Whoa.
Or it comes and wipes us all out. I don't know exactly how these massive solar storms work, but it doesn't sound great.
Hey, folks, if you're listening right now, it's been fun. I just talked to you about comedy this weekend. You ain't enjoying it. The world's ending. Enjoy the yacht rock.
A severe geomagnetic storm, the Washington Post says, is expected to hit Earth on Friday, triggering colorful nighttime auroras. People in the U.S. could see moderate to strong geomagnetic activity starting around 11 p.m. and lasting through Saturday. So, again, I don't know exactly what that's going to mean, but I think that if I were an engineer at a radio or TV station and there was some work I needed to get done, I would do it right now, because that way, if you accidentally knock the station off the air, you're like, oh no, solar storm. So, you know, sunspots did that, you know? It's like Ron Johnson saying sunspots, you know, cause climate change or whatever. Sorry, I need to, that was almost Roy Kent like on Fridays. We have our Roy Kent coffee mug here. Oi.
I still just, every once in a while, Pat, I just think to myself, like, I can't believe he's our senator.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what happens when you let this much money into politics. And we talked earlier this week that one of those same billionaires is funding one of those PACs targeting Tammy Baldwin. So yeah, we're gonna bring that up often to remind folks to know who's talking at you, who's paying for it, and who's telling the truth and who's not. In fact, there's a big story in the Washington Post yesterday that I maybe was going to get into later on, but basically the Washington Post was first to report on Donald Trump speaking to oil industry executives recently and essentially, seeking a bribe, saying, you raise $1 billion total and I will get rid of all renewable energy standards and clean energy standards and basically let the oil companies do whatever they want to do. And again, in a normal time, that would have been a huge story. That would have been, you know, as the kids like to say, corrupt AF. But nowadays, it's nothing. It's just another day in Trump world.
If I'm a billionaire tycoon of oil, like, I'll be like, no, you're not going to do that. You can't. You're stupid. And also, I'm going to be rich anyway. So, okay.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it's how we ended up with Ron Johnson and maybe Donald Trump, if we're all not being careful here. Last night, the Brewers kicked off a four-game series against the St. Louis Cardinals at American Family Field. The Cardinals pitcher was Sonny Gray, who is last year's American League Cy Young Award winner, who they picked up in the offseason. But he gave up home runs. He gave up several. Reese Hoskins, Jake Bowers, and Joey Ortiz all homered off of Sonny Gray as the Brewers beat the slumping Cardinals 7-1 last night. It was the fifth straight loss for the Cardinals. Christian Yelich, he's back. He went 3-for-4. William Contreras went 3-for-4 as well. They will play again tonight, Saturday evening, and Sunday afternoon versus St. Louis. Listen starting at 6:35 on our stations in Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, Oshkosh, and Park Falls. Back to unpack more of the news in just a bit, wherever you're listening across Wisconsin on this Yacht Rock Friday morning. When you're here, you're up north, live from Lake Wissota on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on in Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Well, you certainly can't have Yacht Rock without the Christopher Cross sailing.
Academy Award winning Christopher Cross.
Academy Award winning Christopher Cross. Get used to that, boys and girls. Let's see. Roger writes in from Wisconsin Rapids to tell us that it is 48 degrees there. So thank you, Roger. Appreciate that very, very much. Let's see. We also, I was going to tell you a bit more. Oh, for the uninitiated about Yacht Rock, we're going to consult with one of the experts. That, of course, would be, you know, Wikipedia. And so as we keep Christopher underneath here, Yacht Rock refers to the soft rock that dominated FM radio airwaves in the late 1970s and early 80s. It's characterized by glossy production, breezy vocals, and bouncy rhythms, all elements thought to evoke relaxing bay cruises in Southern California, where the genre originated. Now let's have some fun instead. Did you ever see the public access or YouTube series Yacht Rock, how this whole shtick kind of came to be?
No.
Oh, so there is Yacht Rock. Nobody called it Yacht Rock back then. It was soft rock. It was light rock, you know, whatever the case may be.
Wimp rock when I was in high school.
Hey.
No. I was an uninformed, stupid kid, okay? I love this music.
I know. This is what we grew up with. But it was a public access comedy show that basically mocked all of the artists, you know, that were taking part in it. And I want to give a proper credit, if I can find it here, of the group that did it. But if you look on YouTube, I think basically, and just look for, you know, Yacht Rock comedy series, you will find it, the people dressed up as Michael McDonald and Kenny Loggins, and, you know, talking about, you know, their inspiration for the songs. And it's goofy, you know. It's not laugh out loud funny, but it's like, oh, very nice. It's a nice homage, if you will.
It says it was created and starring J.D. Risnar, Hunter Stair, David B. Lyons, they starred in it, and then J.D., Hunter, and a woman named Lane, or a man named Lane Farnham, were our creators. And their opening theme, not on today's menu, but it was Sweet Freedom by Michael McDonald, another banger of a Yacht Rock song.
Of course it is.
Yes.
So you've also got, of course, you know, the Doobie Brothers, Robbie Dupree, Fleetwood Mac, Rupert Holmes, Toto, Steely Dan is a must.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's the ones they debate, like, you know, Hall & Oates, you know, is that, does he on there? The Eagles, you know.
Ooh,
and
the
again,
Eagles.
It depends on the song.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is, you don't have to be a Yacht Rock band. You can just make a Yacht Rock song, as we will find out later, as I have a special gift for the world.
Oh, very nice.
You'll find out later. Yeah, I think you can make a Yacht Rock song, but it doesn't make you a Yacht Rock band. I wouldn't want to be a Yacht Rock band because it feels like I feel like all that stuff is just, the genre is just, it's like, oh, you make Yacht Rock. Well, maybe I want to make a funky song. Mm-hmm. Maybe I want to make a heavier song.
You're Beyonce. You're making a country album. Yeah, you can make your own kind of music.
Yeah.
Sing your own special song. Is that Dusty Springfield? I forget. Anyway, Roger writes in, one of my favorite Yacht Rock artists was the Little River Band. Oh, Cool Change, which is right up there with Christopher Cross Sailing. But one of Roger's favorites was Help Is On Its Way by LRB, as we called them back in the day.
If this is going to be a Friday thing, which I am so down for, I think we should elicit solicit, not elicit, solicit words, suggestions. And, you know, and then we can be like, this one goes out to Roger from Pat.
Well, here, Joel from Madison says it best on the text line for, on account of part of our audience, breezy vocals. Surely you don't mean wheezy vocals. Oh, Joel, come on.
Play. I will find you, Joel. You never it just disrespect reminds me of, the yacht.
Of yesterday, how we talked about sports for about 90 seconds. And
yeah, right?
Somebody writes in, you guys talk about nothing but sports.
It's so boring.
So, yeah, that we will not spend this much time on it on Fridays, but we're kicking things off for the summer.
Wouldn't that be great if like the first hour is just not only talking about it, but like history lesson part 12.
No, we will not do that. I will, however, since I want to get back to the news, and I did mention the Trump seeking a bribe from oil industry executives, I did pull it up, and it turns out this was at Mar-a-Lago last month, where Trump was sitting with, as the Washington Post puts it, some of the country's top oil executives, and one executive complained about how they continue to face burdensome environmental regulations despite spending $400 million to lobby the Biden administration in the last year. Which again tells you where our politics is today, that an oil company, oil executives, will spend $400 million on lobbying so that they can, you know, pollute at will. And they say, well, that didn't work. I couldn't buy my way to weaker rules. What kind of world is this? I don't know, one with scruples, principles, morals, something like that. But of course, Trump's response, as the article says, stunned several of the executives in the room that was overlooking the ocean when he said, in so many words, you are all wealthy enough that you should raise $1 billion dun, 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 to return me to the White House. At the dinner, he vowed to immediately reverse dozens of President Biden's environmental rules and policies and stop new ones from being enacted, according to people with knowledge of the meeting who spoke on the condition of anonymity to describe a private conversation. Giving $1 billion would be a deal, Trump said, because the taxes and regulations they would avoid, thanks to him, if he were to be elected. I don't need to say anything more about that. That is a very self-apparent story. Instead of commenting on that, I'll share another story. This one I'm reading from Reuters. And again, choose your world. All right? There's the one. Here's the other. The Internal Revenue Service said yesterday that it plans to sharply increase the audit rate for big corporations and multimillionaires over the next 3 years as it ramps up enforcement spending and hiring to boost collections. Releasing an update on its strategic operating plan, the IRS says it was targeting a near tripling of the audit rate on corporations with assets over $250 million. From right now, they're auditing about 9% of corporations. And they're going to raise that up into the mid-20%. Nearly one out of four corporations would see an audit. Corporations who, by the way, can afford the audit. If they can afford all the loopholes that let them get to be the size that they are. And again, this is where folks on the Republican side talked about how when the Biden administration helped the IRS with its backlog and gave it significantly more funding, they talked about an army of auditors who were coming for middle-class families and small businesses. No, no, no. That's where they're going. They're going to the people who have been skirting tax laws, looking for every loophole in the book, or just outright cheating and not paying taxes. And then you and I have to make up the difference. So choose your world and make sure you talk to your friends about that. You want a world where, again, the people who are not paying taxes, not paying fair, finally face accountability? Or do you want a president who can solicit a $1 billion bribe and allow oil companies and other industry to pollute at will? Just think about it. That's all I'm saying. Kia Vakil is coming up next. I'm Pat Kreitlow, and you're up north.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Don't give up on China just yet. That's the advice of one of the administrators from the Foreign Ag Service. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And that's his advice specifically for Wisconsin specialty crop producers and even Wisconsin's dairy industry. Dan Whitley is the administrator of the Foreign Ag Service, and he said their latest survey shows some demographic changes in Southeast Asia could bring good news for Wisconsin's cheese industry.
We got a lot happening in the dairy sector. We've been having some discussions with China. We're doing some fact-finding work there coming up real soon. We're hearing about the opportunities for ingredients, particularly on the cheese side, things like pizza cheese. Folks in China seem very, very interested to sort of increase their consumption and their purchase of those commodities. And I think, you know, American dairy industry is going to take advantage of that.
Dan Whitley, he's the chief administrator for the Foreign Ag Service. He said the opportunities for dairy aren't just limited to China. They just returned from a trade mission to Africa, where he says 70% of the population is under the age of 30 and obviously ripe for targeting of things like pizza cheese. Cheese was up yesterday in Chicago. We'll get you up to speed on the rest of the markets in front of today's USDA acreage report. Stand by.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer. Nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Two big reports that are going to hit the marketplace at about 11 o'clock this morning. The first of which is USDA's projections on how many corn and soybean acres will be planted here in the United States. Then at 11:15 this morning, they'll give us the world ag supply demand situation that gives us a better global perspective on what's being grown and what's been harvested. So the market getting in position for that report this morning before the opening bell. December corn's up 2.25 at 4.82. November soybeans right now, they're up a half a cent at 12.01. July wheat on a Friday morning right now up 19.25 at 6.56¾. The dairy markets yesterday, barrel cheese gained a penny and a quarter, 1.91¼. 40-pound block cheese was up 2¾ cents at 1.98. The AA butter down 2.5 at 2.99¾ per pound. The Class 3 fluid milk that goes into cheese down 19 cents currently at 20.17. July contracted milk down a dime at 19.85 a hundredweight. There's your market update. I'm PM Yankee.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today, 64, with wind west to northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 39. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 68. On Sunday, sunshine, little breezy, high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
6:34 on this Friday morning. Vakil is here, national correspondent for Courier Newsroom, and just a great colleague and editor all around. Kia, I'm only buttering you up because I probably have some 2,000-word article to send you that you have to edit for me. So,
I hope not, but I appreciate that.
No, I don't. I don't this time. Folks who don't know, I mean, when I'm writing articles for Up North News for our website, Kia is my principal editor, and he is freaking amazing. I think I'm a pretty good writer. But I also know I'm a pretty good editor. And there's something about that editorial process. The right editor just makes a huge difference. I'm sure you know that too, whoever works on your stuff.
Oh, absolutely. The best editors I've had have made my work incalculably better. So I just try to emulate them.
Yeah. And so he and I, obviously he sees the Courier Newsroom articles that are going through from political correspondents, not just me in Wisconsin, but in the other states. And sometimes when things are a little slow at the national level, it's good to look at what's happening in other states, maybe to compare and contrast to what's happening here in Wisconsin. We may touch on a few of those here over the next couple of minutes. We're not going to get to, Stormy Daniels testifying. We're going to save that for next hour with Jim Santel, former U.S. attorney. So let's start with Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. Everybody knew he was going to survive this, motion to vacate by Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yep. And she just looked foolish, but I have to ask, and I'm just asking out loud. Can she be done now? Can we just relegate her to, the goofball backbench?
I would love to be done with her. I mean, unfortunately, she understands that being a Republican, but being an elected official nowadays is as much about like your media presence as the actual work you do, oftentimes more, unfortunately. And so there's a lot of people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz. These folks are not there to legislate. They're there to become, for lack of a better term, like famous. Yeah. She failed miserably this week. And, you can have a conversation about whether, Democrats should have saved Mike Johnson. He is an election denier. But, I do think there's a good argument to be made that, keeping the government running is important. We should not, I agree with Mike Johnson on almost nothing. But
right.
He has done that, at least. And he did approve funding for Ukraine. He got the votes for that. And obviously Marjorie Taylor Greene is angry that he relied on a lot of Democrats to do that. And so she's just trying to get media attention and really get, fundraise off the conservative base, who are just going to hate whoever's in charge, regardless of who it is, unless it's Donald Trump or Marjorie Taylor Greene. And so, I wish she would go away, but she's not going away anytime soon.
No, and what she got out of this, she got the talking point that, yep. Mike Johnson is like a rhino, because he needed all these Democrats to help out when, again, the more you know about him, you understand how crazy that is. And let me do one. This is really inside baseball. This is really in the weeds, but it's a perfect time to explain how they voted on something like this, because people are saying, oh, did all these Democrats vote for Mike Johnson to continue being speaker? No, they didn't. What they did was she put up a motion to vacate the chair, but then somebody else put up a motion to table what she did. So all these folks weren't really voting for Mike Johnson. They were voting against her being able to bring her motion up for a vote. And, that just sounds better for a lot of people. That's some of the procedural games that get played there. But to really appreciate how much I don't agree with anything Mike Johnson says, like you just said, we're just voting for the stability of this, was his press conference on Wednesday about, again, requiring more proof of citizenship before people vote. And I noticed that in New Hampshire, they're putting up something like that as well, to require a passport, a birth certificate. And Kia, as you've done stories on voter suppression, we sometimes forget how many people don't have easy access to their birth certificate or to a passport. And these are onerous barriers to voting.
Exactly. They're huge barriers. And, I for years did not know where my birth certificate was. It wasn't until we cleaned out my dad's house that I found it. And, sometimes, especially if you're slightly older, like birth certificates can be misspelled. They can have all the print could have faded. A lot of people don't know where they are. And so, and you know, the people writing these laws, they know that. They know that it's not necessarily simple, that not everyone has readily available access to their birth certificate. And so, you know, whether it's in New Hampshire, whether it's in North Carolina, or, you know, other parts of the South, I know Wisconsin has had some restrictions over the years. You know, making voting harder and making people jump through hoops to, you know, exercise their democratic right as a citizen is nonsense. And everyone should oppose that. And, you know, obviously in the aftermath of 2020, we've had a lot of people justify it as, oh, we want to make sure that, you know, only people who are eligible to vote are voting. You cannot register to vote without being a citizen. And so the vast majority of fraud cases we've seen since 2020 have actually been, you know, non-fraud. They're just people like maybe moving states and not realizing they can't vote after voting in a primary. Like, it's just, and there's been a lot of cases of Trump supporters voting twice or voting under a dead person's name. And so all of this is bad faith. It's just meant to disempower certain populations who historically are more likely to vote Democratic.
And for folks who missed me ranting about it yesterday, I'm going to repeat his quote again. Mike Johnson saying, "We all know intuitively that a lot of illegals are voting in federal elections, but it's not something that's easily provable. We don't have that number." Again, when you say we all know intuitively, you don't. It's total fear tactic. That's all it is.
That's Mike Johnson for, I can't prove this because it's a nonsense conspiracy theory, but I'm going to say it because I have no shame.
Yeah, that's exactly where it is. And so, again, we'll see that at all these levels because there's no ideas to put forward instead. All right, let's look at North Carolina for a second, because here in Wisconsin, we talk a lot about the expansion of the voucher school program. It's a big topic of debate in other states. And in North Carolina, you've got Republicans looking to expand, again, access to private schools at the expense of public schools. But you're also getting pushback from Democrats and even some parents in that state as well as elsewhere.
Yeah. So obviously, you know, Republicans control the legislature in North Carolina. They're going to most likely pass a voucher expansion, as, you know, Republicans have done in Iowa and Arizona and all sorts of states. And, you know, this is basically taking, you know, taxpayer dollars from families, from, you know, individuals, and money that would go to public education and public schools. And it's instead steering it to private schools, some of which can be for profit, which do not have to accommodate people with disabilities or special needs, which can discriminate against students based on their sexuality or any other number of things. So in North Carolina, Republicans are about to expand the voucher program by $463 million. And this can, wealthy people can use this. So if, you know, Joe and Karen Smith in North Carolina make $500,000 a year and already send their kid to private school, you know, they can now get funding from the state to cover that cost. And, you know, look, if you want to send your private school, that's great, but people should not be paying for that. Taxpayers should not be paying for that. Democrats in North Carolina this week, you know, anticipating this, Republicans have a supermajority there. So Democrats can't stop it if they wanted to, but they put forth their own proposal, which would put a moratorium on expanding the voucher program and would seek to, you know, cut funding for it after about a decade. Again, that bill is not going to pass. It's kind of a messaging bill, but it's important because, you know, a lot of parents do not like the voucher program. A lot of kids showed up at a press conference last week to talk about what their schools need. They need papers, they need pencils, they need school supplies, they need textbooks. We have classrooms that had mold at the beginning of the school year because they haven't gotten enough funding to maintain their infrastructure in part of North Carolina. So, and that's not specific to North Carolina. Where I grew up in Philadelphia, or right outside, there's huge issues with school infrastructure. And, but there are these sorts of, like, quote unquote, like, opportunity scholarships. I don't remember if that's what they're called in Pennsylvania, but that's the phrasing they like to use, which really just couches what these actually are.
Again, yeah, all designed to undermine public education. Meanwhile, in Michigan, where Democrats are in control there, you now have folks there talking about, you know, proposals that could basically make education free from preschool through college. It's funny. Again, it's like voting rights. You've got one group that's really pro voting rights and one that's about making it tougher to vote. And here in education, you've got one that's making it harder to get a good public education and another one saying, hey, why don't we make this free because we know education is good for you?
Yeah, so in Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who's a Democrat, has a proposal to guarantee free community college to any high school graduate in the state. And, you know, this would be basically guaranteeing from pre-K all the way through high school and into community through community college that you can go tuition free. You know, that's still being hashed out with the legislator in terms of actually they're working on the state budget still. So it's not official yet. But just that this is being discussed is a big deal. We know that childcare costs are crazy. We know that higher education costs are crazy. We know that the federal government has invested an absolute ton in terms of in infrastructure. There's going to be a lot of jobs in the next decade that are construction or, you know, trades jobs, clean energy jobs. And a lot of these jobs don't need a college degree. They might need a workforce training program or a community college certificate. And so, and, you know, a lot of people go to community college for 2 years and then transfer to a four-year school. And there is, you know, expanding that and making that affordable for people is a huge deal and is something everyone should support, frankly. You know, if you don't like student debt relief, okay, then support programs to make college more affordable. But a lot of the same people who oppose that also oppose making college more affordable. So, you know, you're really giving the game away there.
Yeah, very much so. And when Kia talks about, you know, childcare, for example, becoming so much more expensive, a reminder that Monday morning at 7:30, we will be talking to Corrine Hendrickson about the Day Without Childcare, which is being marked on Monday to talk about and bring attention to how expensive childcare has become, how inaccessible to far too many working families and to quality providers. Kia Vakil is here with us, national correspondent for Courier Newsroom. And I wanted to turn next to Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis, and how ridiculous, again, the ridiculousness here. There was a bill that went to him that would not only end Florida's renewable energy policies, but remove any mention of climate change. And again, we look at Florida and we go, is this real?
It is real. You know, he has not signed that bill yet. But it's, you know, this is a man who has pretty much denied climate change as, you know, a real factor. So it is likely he'll sign it. It is mind-boggling in a state where housing markets and insurance markets are absolutely a disaster right now because of damage from hurricanes, which we know are, you know, they existed before climate change became a real factor. But, you know, if you look at the past 15 years of hurricanes, Florida's been hammered repeatedly. And there's no doubt that climate change exacerbates things like that. So, yeah, it is mind-boggling that he's going to potentially sign this bill. It would ban, you know, offshore wind power. It would effectively end the state's support of renewable and clean energy programs. And basically just further climate denial. When we can't afford that, like, especially not in a state as big as Florida and as diverse as Florida and as influential as Florida, you know, the emergency is now, and to go backwards on it is just asinine.
Remember, it is a choice, boys and girls. It's a choice to become a cartoon villain in your adult life, and you don't have to go that way. Last but not least, we have a presidential candidate, an independent one, who threatens to tip the balance one way or the other, who says that he has had to deal with, you know, worms on the brain. As if we didn't have anything else to end the week with, this is the caliber of candidate we're getting now, I guess, from Robert Kennedy Jr.
Yeah, I mean, to have a candidate running who quite literally had brain worms, is mind-boggling, especially in a year where he's trying to position himself as the, like, alternative to two slightly older men. I don't know that being a decade younger and having worms that ate away at your brain is going to be compelling, especially when you're on record with some of the most deranged conspiracy theories ever in the time since that worm was found in your brain. It explains a lot, and it, you know, I think in a rational world would end his candidacy or at least dramatically harm it, but we do not live in that world.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show. At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Is 77 years old today, and I think Thunder Island would count if you played that on your Yacht Rock radio station, or at least the one we're creating right here on Friday morning.
A little harder rocking.
It's a little bit, but that, you know, they can't all be Christopher Cross.
No.
And even Christopher Cross did, you know, Ride Like the Wind, which is the, you know, the most macho song he ever gave us.
This is the song you play as you're going out to sea, like.
Yes, exactly. As you're getting past the reef and out of the bay. Jay Ferguson, known by folks in a more modern time, shall we say, after he was writing hits in the 1970s, he did some theme songs and jingles, other ditties. Here's one he did that a lot of you might recognize. Yeah, same Jay Ferguson that gave us Thunder Island. Gave us the theme to The Office. Let's see. Kenan Thompson from Saturday Night Live is 46 years old today, which means he must have started at SNL when he was 16, because it feels like he's been there 30 years now.
He's just been on television, I think, since he was like 10 years old.
Oh, yeah, because he was part of Good Burger there with Kenan and Kel.
Before that, he was also on All That.
And he was on All That, which we watched all of those because our daughters were in that age, you know, where they're kind of watching the sassy stuff on Nickelodeon. And we loved all that. Loved all the little vignettes and little skits that they would do. And yeah, Kenan Thompson was a part of that. So he's been around for a little while. Let's see. Paul Hewson was born in Dublin on this day in 1960, which makes him 64. You know him better as Bono from YouTube.
Sorry. In return for grace, it's a
beautiful day. So again, happy 64th to Bono. On this day in 1962, when he was just 2 years old, Marvel Comics published the first issue of The Incredible Hulk, which I'm finally getting, you know, not associating him with Bill Bixby. Because again, if you're of the Yacht Rock generation, you got the TV show on the brain. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, he was portrayed, as opposed to now it is
Kenosha's own Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo, yes, thank you. Again, of a certain age, you have to think for a couple of minutes for a name to pop into your head.
He's right. Played by that guy.
That guy from That Thing, yeah. Happy 78th birthday to Scottish singer Donovan. Donovan also gave us Mellow Yellow, a couple of other hits. On this day in 1503, Christopher Columbus visited the Cayman Islands. He named them Las Tortugas after the numerous turtles there. Yes, that's the place where Sherry and I lived for 3 years in the Cayman Islands. And when you can swim just off the beach, off any public beach, and you see giant turtles just swimming around you, minding their own business, it's like you're like, I'm just going for a swim and I'm in this aquarium now. This is the coolest thing.
I want to hear more stories about it. You just lived in the Cayman Islands for 3 years. It's just, it's like when Dr. Lyerly's like, yeah, I was on television the other night. I'm like, why are you guys just talking about like it's nothing?
Yep. And I know I've mentioned it before, but, you know, behind me, family photos, Wisconsin, you know, fair. The wall in front of me that y'all can't see is a bunch of the best photos we took from our time there. Our favorite beach chair on the beach, the helicopter shot, the whole island, you know, the sunset over the ocean. And the only reason I don't talk about it more is I'm afraid I might drive to the airport. that's it. Every winter, it makes me wonder. Let's see. We've got another birthday here. Let's see. We mentioned that Donovan was 78. Born that same day, also 78 today, is Dave Mason. Dave Mason was a guitarist for Traffic. And for many other artists, he was a songwriter as well. He wrote the song Feeling All Right for Joe Cocker, and here's more of his hit from the 70s, We Just Disagree.
Been away, haven't seen you in a while.
It's got a yachty feel to it.
Doesn't it, though?
Yeah.
Very much so. The first transcontinental railroad linking the East and the West was completed at Promontory Summit, Utah, with the golden spike that was drilled in, made famous in the documentary Wild Wild West with Will Smith. Sorry, no.
Jeez. It's I was like, what? Too early in the morning.
Yep. And now I've got a story about this next song. Graham Gouldman is also 78 today. He is from 10cc. And I've got quite a story to tell that I learned about their big hit here, I'm Not in Love. Give a listen, especially to the backing vocals.
I'd like to see you, but then again, that doesn't mean you mean that much.
I
to
really
me.
Love the behind the scenes stories about musical engineering.
Oh, yeah.
Because again, I know nothing about music, so I love these. So I'm reading about this. And it talked about how the first few versions were just lame. Just they couldn't figure. They finally came up with this backing vocal thing. So the three of the guys in the band sang 16 times for each note of the chromatic scale. It says here, I can't make this up, building up a choir of 48 voices for each note of the scale. Then to keep the vocal notes going for an infinite length of time, they created loops of 12 feet in length by feeding the loop at one end through the stereo recorder, out the other end to a reel that was attached to a microphone stand, creating the constant background of vocals heard throughout the song, and then they needed something in the middle. Here's their secretary at the studio.
Big boys don't cry. Big boys don't cry.
Because she had come in and whispered to them that there was like a visitor or a phone call or something, and they said, that whisper, that's what we need in the middle. And so, this is as good as any Yacht Rock story I could possibly tell.
Well, nowadays, you just open up Audition, sing half a verse, half a line, and you just click it and be like, boom, done.
Yes. Yeah. You didn't have to make a 12-foot, you know, reel of tape to feed through. Rob, I appreciate that. He says, I love the old songs, memories of my childhood. And like I said, I really dig the old stories, too, of things that we didn't know back when we were kids listening to this all on the radio. So that's today's history lesson and some musical memories. We have former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel coming up in our next hour. Mark Jacob will help us talk about media coverage of the week's events. Dan Schumacher will help us talk about sports. Brittany Merlot's forecast. And we preview Monday's A Day Without Childcare, all in the next hour of Up North News Radio, live from Lake Wissota on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kristi Noem. Yep, we're finally talking about her. Tune in tomorrow. You cannot miss this.
Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.